Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn your $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four, Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle, recruiting guru. We're going to talk recruiting, Greg.
Let's do it.
We got a guru, we got to take advantage of him. So let's start with this. The recruiting, the visit blackout period goes through, I think, the end of May, at least as it currently stands.
That's right.
If they don't extend it, it means come June, you can start having campus visits. And yeah, it looks like Penn State's anticipating that to be the case. It looks like they're starting to make big plans already for a big recruiting weekend in June. What do we know about it?
Right, yeah. So every school is making this assumption, I guess you could say, that everything is going to kind of sort of maybe go back to normal starting June 1 with in-person visits. And, you know, it's not been decided yet. By looking at, what is being done in terms of scheduling and things like that, Jim, you would get the sense that this had already been decided. It hasn't. So Pete Dammel from Yahoo Sports, we've mentioned him on the show a lot, great national college football reporter, had tweeted on Monday that the NCAA Football Oversight Committee has a group that's exploring in-person evaluation of football recruits on campuses in June and July this year. And let's remember one other thing, Jim, that there's typically a July dead period. I assume that that's going to go away, but maybe not. He said that it was going to take several weeks for this proposal to kind of go through the different working groups of the Division I Football Oversight Committee and then end up with a vote. And the way he said it, Jim, is that kind of what they're working on now is, like, evaluations would be done as part of a visit, not necessarily a camp. So if you had 10 guys on campus, maybe you would be allowed to have them work out for an hour or 2 hours, and that would be the evaluation. So it wouldn't be a camp per se. It would be an unofficial visit with workout time included, which of course isn't the case normally. So, you know, that's interesting. He did later say then that camps could be possible, and, you know, basically you have a set number of days you can host prospects, and you could also host camps then, but they might limit those to maybe just juniors or maybe just sophomores, you know, or guys going. I would assume what they would do is guys who are juniors now going into their senior year could come, and maybe you can have a small percentage of sophomores who are going to be juniors come, but they'll limit it in some way, I'm sure, to kind of keep a fair playing field with different states having different rules and all that. But yeah, it is by no means set in stone that what Penn State has scheduled is going to ultimately be able to happen. Do I think there's a darn good chance of that being the case? Yeah, absolutely. But I would stop. I would just caution that there are some decisions that have to be made before that can become a reality.
And for Penn State, and I'm sure all the other schools, they've got to treat this as if it will happen. They've got to do the planning and everything else that goes along with it. And I've been seeing there seems to be quite a number of either Penn State commits or recruits that are saying they're going to be there in Happy Valley in June. Are there some interesting names there, Greg, that our listeners should know about?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, they do have a wonderful group set up for a couple of different weekends. You know, it looks like they'll kick things off with three uncommitted guys on the weekend of June 11th. That's Joe Strickland. He's a defensive lineman from New Jersey. Nick Singleton, the arguably top offensive target left on the board and running back from Governor Mifflin. Jaden Gold's a corner from New Jersey, a four-star who's going to be on campus that weekend. And then kind of all throughout June, you're going to see guys pop on the campus. It looks like the weekend of June, I think it's the 23rd through the 25th or the 24th through the 26th, something like that. That's going to be the commitment weekend, it looks like, where all the guys who picked Penn State already will come to campus. So that will obviously be a busy weekend as well. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens in July and what they will be allowed to do once that dead period hopefully ends. It becomes a quiet period. But I don't think coaches are going to be allowed to go on the road recruiting, but I do think that they'll be able to have kids on campus again, which obviously is a big deal for Penn State and so many other schools like it that really need those on-campus visits to be able to sell recruits on what they can offer. So, you know, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, both for the prospects and for the coaches, and it's going to make for one of the busier summers that we have seen on the Penn State recruiting front. I don't think there's any question about that. It's going to be hectic, and it's going to be full of change, and maybe in good ways and maybe in bad ways. We'll see. But, I do think it's worth noting that, for the fans out there who think that Penn State won't lose anyone once visits can start again, then guess what? It's a possibility that they will. And it's also a good possibility that they could flip guys as well. So, you know, it's going to be, I think they'll probably lose a couple of guys who, I don't know. I mean, no one strikes me as an obvious flip candidate. The one that everyone would want to worry about, Caden Saunders, said on the Lions 247 podcast that he plans to enroll early. And I think that really probably help some people get over the fact that he's getting offers from all over the place and might take visits, but it's no guarantee he sticks. I think we both think that he will, but it's no guarantee. And again, none of the guys in Penn State's class right now strike me as obvious flip candidates, but guess what, Jim? When you have the chance to actually go visit schools, it could obviously sway things in a way that we weren't expecting. So I do think that that's a good possibility that there's going to be plenty of change going on in the summer.
Just like we talked about earlier in the show, Greg, that the transfer portal, especially with quarterbacks, is the reality of the situation. The reality of the situation with incoming high school players is they do decommit. It does happen. You just don't want it to happen a lot, but
no.
it can happen.
No, and again, especially too with the, this rule that's going to go into effect sooner rather than later, we think, that's going to allow for one free transfer, basically, for anyone who wants it. I mean, I think you'd be silly to assume that once that, I mean, it's going to lead to a lot of movement. I know there's a lot of fans out there who don't like that and don't think that should be a part of the game, but guess what? It's coming. There's no stopping that freight train now. So, you know, it's a reality that fans are going to have to live with, that roster turnover is going to become quite a big deal, and the same goes for recruiting as well. You know, you could have guys who are committed somewhere, Jim, and they realize that their school's getting a bunch of players in that are younger at their position, so maybe they look elsewhere, and vice versa. You could see a guy committed somewhere, and then he says, my second choice, they went from having four guys who could play over me in year one to one. Maybe I want to go there. Maybe I need to give them a second look. So it's going to be chaotic, no question.
Greg, it's a situation where we're not happy when our guys leave, but we like it when good players come in, so
right.
it cuts both ways. Let's go over a couple names, a couple news tidbits. I kind of found this one interesting. It surprised me a bit. Keenan Nelson Jr., he's a four-star cornerback from Philadelphia. He received a crystal ball prediction for Penn State last week, and he's the number three rated player in Pennsylvania. That came out of nowhere as far as I was concerned. I was a little bit surprised to see it. What was your reaction to that?
Well, he doesn't do many interviews. So the fact that he did do one with 247 Sports and then the guy who wrote that story, Brian Dome, put a prediction in kind of tells you a lot, I think. It tells you that whatever vibe he was getting from Keenan Nelson during that interview must have really been good and in Penn State's favor. So I think fans can rest easy knowing that Penn State seemingly has a lead there. And again, the question is going to be, does that lead grow? once he can go out and see schools again, or does that lead shrink once that happens? So that's going to be the key thing to watch here, not just with him, but any recruit Penn State seems to be in the driver's seat for, because as we sit here and say over and over again that Penn State has an advantage because they, you know, they have an advantage because they get guys on campus and that wows them, and that they need these visits to happen again because of that. It doesn't just work with Penn State. You know, other schools have that opportunity as well. So, you know, I do think it's worth remembering and worth noting that, you know, that can work for Penn State. It can also work against it. So we'll see how that all kind of shakes out here moving forward. But, you know, that was not a bad thing for Penn State to be in that position at this point in time. That's for sure.
Another name in the news, Penn State had an offer out to Quan Williams from the McDonough School. He committed to Boston College. He was a three-star defensive tackle. Probably of more interest, though, is his teammate, Danny Dennis Sutton, who is the four-star defensive end. I think there was some talk from people that this might be a package deal. Offering one helps you get the other. What was your take on that?
Well, you know, I think with Williams, I think he knew that his list of suitors was not as big as his teammates was. And so for him, I think he probably looked at it as, you know what, this is a school I want to go to. I want to lock up a spot. And I think he darn well knows that his teammate is so good that it will keep doors open for him that may have otherwise closed at some schools. So, you know, good for him for committing to the school that he thinks is best for him. And perhaps down the road, you know, he'll again maybe go visit places with Sutton, and that could change his mind. But, you know, for now, I think he realized what his market was and that Boston College was the right option for him for whatever reason he chose them. And, you know, good for him for doing so.
I believe it's also an indicator that we as fans, we look at things, we read more into it than there is. We see two teammates who are pretty good players. We automatically assume, oh, is it a package deal? Just like we decide that about siblings, you know, how that will work. Greg, with all that's going on in recruiting, give me another name or two that Penn State fans should be aware of that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at the possibility for visits and all of that, that, you know, again, that last weekend is going to be full of guys who will be commits. But, you know, Anto Saka is a guy I think is pretty interesting, Jim. He is a 6'4", 225-pound linebacker recruit. He's a really good player, and I think that Penn State fans should get to know him. He's going to visit the weekend of the 18th in June, according to 247 Sports. So I find him interesting and a guy to watch. Keon Wiley's a three-star linebacker then from Philadelphia, and he too, Jim, is a guy that I think fans should know about, because I do think that we're going to see him really pop into the recruiting mix here sooner rather than later as well.
All right, Greg, that's the last word. Thank you so much for providing us the information, and thank all of you for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.